President Trump tweeted today that many DACA recipients were, quote, far from angels. That's the same day that the Supreme Court is hearing arguments about his administration's decision to end the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. A lot of people are paying close attention to today's arguments. Graysa Martinez is one of them. She's with the immigrant youth organization United We Dream, and she's also a DACA recipient. Welcome.
Hi, Tanya.
Well, as I mentioned, you're a leader within United We Dream. Just a few days ago, your organization organized a nationwide protest to raise awareness around DACA. But we'd love to know a little bit more about you. When did you first come to this country with your family?
You know, I came to the U.S. when I was 7 years old with my mom and my dad and my younger sister. I remember crossing the Rio Grande waters in Texas and finally landing in Dallas, Texas, which is where I call home.
Did you always know about your immigration status?
My parents were very honest with me about my immigration status. I remember being 6 years old and really feeling in my bones what it meant to have to hide a little bit or ask the question in the back of your mind, like, will this be the day that they find out I don't have papers? But it was also a part of me which says that, like, you have to find people that you trust and ask for help. And I think that I was really lucky to have educators that really reached out and saw something in me that allowed me to be able to blossom.
Yeah. Those educators, were they the ones that told you about DACA or had your parents told you?
I was actually part of the campaign to win DACA after the loss of the DREAM Act in 2010. And so I remember being part of the group that sort of imagined this idea of demanding protection from the administration and in my mind thinking, oh, man, how are we going to make that happen? We demonstrated. We came to Washington, D.C. We spoke to the White House. And, you know, in a matter of 2 years, we were able to deliver the victory of Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals.
And that was in 2012. And right. Then 2017 comes along and the Trump administration decides to end DACA. And during that time, we heard so many stories from Dreamers who are really pleading for their humanity. Mm-hmm. What have the last few years been like for you since Trump's decision?
One thing that I always want to remind myself of is that Donald Trump promised that he would end the DACA program on day one of his administration. So the fact that we've been able to fight back, to have courageous lawyering, help put injunctions into the DACA program in the last 3 years has been really monumentous for our movement. And so there's a lot of victory and joy in being able to have extended protections for people like myself. But it also means that this, you know, it's important to put this into context. This is one part of a larger fight for us. It's about 11 million undocumented people.
We focus a lot on the Dreamers who are or were in school. Many of them are really exceptional Ivy League graduates, executives in Fortune 500 companies. But the benefit of DACA is really much broader than this. I spoke to a DACA recipient from Harvard who was very pointed in letting me know that he's thinking about his cousins who may not get to the levels that he's gotten to, but are still profoundly impacted. Can you talk about that impact for a moment?
When I think about the impact of DACA, I think about people like my mom who, you know, everybody knows how hard it is to take three buses just to get to work really early in the morning. And when I got DACA, we were able to go and get a car and she helped me choose it. And that trek to work just became a lot simpler. It allowed me to help her in the last days of her life be able to have access to medicine and information and doctors that were trying to help her survive her non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. So it's actually about DACA is a symbol that immigrants and our communities are here to stay, and we're going to here to fight to make sure that our dignity is recognized.
The president has the legal authority to end DACA, but what the Supreme Court is actually looking at in these three cases is whether the administration has legitimate justification for ending the program. You'll actually be at the hearings listening, but if you could speak, what would you say to the justices?
The Supreme Court has heard cases about the humanity of women in this country, of Black people in this country, of LGBTQ people. And those have marked our history. And so is this case, one of those opportunities to mark our history into a new direction. But no matter what their decision is next year, immigrant young people of United We Dream, undocumented people all across the country, we're ready to fight.
And what does that fighting look like? What's next for your activism?
We are organizing in our communities. We just had a mass walkout of high school students all across the country. I think what you'll see is this moment be a catalyst for young people across the country that are inspired by the Sunrise Movement, by the Movement for Black Lives, young immigrants really demanding dignity for themselves and doing so in a joyful rebellion.
That's Graysa Martinez, DACA recipient and the Deputy Executive Director of United We Dream. Graysa, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.